Coming up, the story of the book that's inspiring young Black girls everywhere to find their voices. The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas.
A white California transit cop shot and killed an unarmed Black train passenger, 22-year-old Oscar Grant, while Grant laid his down on the platform. Police apparently investigated a fight on board the train. Eventually testifying he was actually trying to use his
I first got the idea for the book when I was in college. I went to a mostly white, upper-class private Christian college in Mississippi while living in a mostly Black poor neighborhood. I had to be two different people in these two very different worlds. But my struggle of being two different people became harder when a young man named Oscar Grant lost his life in Oakland, California. And although that was hundreds of miles away, it led to conversations around me. In my neighborhood, Oscar was one of us. I knew Oscars. I grew up with them. I saw them every single day. But at my school, there were people who said that, well, maybe he deserved it. He was an ex-con. Why are they destroying their own community over some guy who was just going to probably end up dead? And some of these people were my friends, I thought. And they were saying these things, and I didn't know how to correct them or to criticize them or to say no. I figured I had two options. I could either A, burn down my entire campus, or or I could use those emotions in my art.
The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas is being called the Black Lives Matter novel. It's one of those books that spread almost virally. Within weeks of coming out, it was the number one YA book in the country. It was nominated for a National Book Award. It's being made into a movie. The Hate U Give tells the story of 16-year-old Star Carter, who witnesses the shooting of her childhood best friend, Khalil, at the hands of a police officer. Here's how it begins.
When I was 12, my parents had two talks with me. One was the usual birds and bees. Well, I didn't really get the usual version. My mom, Lisa, is a registered nurse, and she told me what went where and what didn't need to go here, there, or any damn where till I'm grown. Back then, I doubted anything was going anywhere anyway. While all the other girls sprouted breasts between 6th and 7th grade, my chest was as flat as my back. The other talk was about what to do if a cop stopped me. Mama fussed and told Daddy I was too young for that. He argued that I wasn't too young to get arrested or shot. Star, you do whatever they tell you to do, he said. Keep your hands visible. Don't make any sudden moves. Only speak when they speak to you. I knew it must have been serious. Daddy has the biggest mouth of anybody I know, and if he said to be quiet, I needed to be quiet. I hope somebody had the talk with Khalil.
So you said in the beginning, back when you were in college and mm-hmm. Oscar Grant was killed, that you weren't comfortable mm-hmm. yet having a strong voice about that. And I was wondering if writing the novel you felt was a process for you personally of finding your voice.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. I'm definitely more outspoken now than I was before I wrote this book. It changed me in a lot of ways. And in some ways, I've had to become more outspoken because there are people who don't understand why you would write a book about a cop killing someone. Are you anti-police? Then you have the school district in Texas that banned the book simply because of the language.
Because you write it the way people really talk.
Exactly. There are curse words in the book, but I did the count with my Kindle, and there are 93 instances of the F word in the book. But there are 936 police killings this year alone. Which number is bigger? I'm okay with people saying, oh, the language makes me uncomfortable. If the language is what makes you uncomfortable, consider yourself privileged. I'm more uncomfortable about the killing of unarmed Black people in this country.
The book begins with a death. Khalil mm-hmm. and Star, they're out one night, and Khalil is shot and killed by a police officer, mm-hmm. and Khalil is unarmed. What was it like to write that scene? And mm-hmm. I don't know, how much did you think about it, and how much did it just pour out?
That scene was definitely one of the hardest to write. I made myself watch footage from various shootings. Then I made myself stop because I didn't want to overwhelm myself. Mm-hmm. And when you're watching these things over and over again, it becomes traumatic each time more and more. But I wanted to show it from Star's view, keep the lens on her as much as possible, because when Khalil is gone, this is who we're left with. I think of Rachel Gentile, Trayvon Martin's friend, who was on the phone with him when he was confronted by George Zimmerman, and what that must have done to her. So I had to, for a second, put myself in Star's shoes more than anybody's shoes. So how does this one moment affect her life? It's going to change her entire life.
The title's from Tupac, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. The title comes from Tupac's Thug Life tattoo. A lot of people know him for having that tattoo across his abdomen, but they don't know that Thug Life was an acronym for the hate you give little infants F's everybody. And he explained that as meaning that what society feeds into youth has a way of affecting us all. And he said this in 1992 in reference to the Los Angeles riots. A lot of people associate...
Which began with the Rodney King.
Right. Right. Well, that's one thing, but a lot of people don't know. It was a big influence for those riots was the death of a young lady named Latasha Harlan, who was 15 years old and was killed by a store owner there in Los Angeles who accused Latasha of stealing a bottle of juice. Latasha had simply put her money on the counter and was walking away, and the store owner shot her in the back of the head. And it was on video, and the store owner got away with it. And that was another thing that fueled those riots. So Tupac said that the hate that was given into that little infant, Latasha, affected the entire city of Los Angeles. We're talking millions of dollars in damage. So when I was writing the book, I was thinking about what he said, and I still see it now, Thug Life. The hate that was fed into Michael Brown affected the entire city of Ferguson. The hate that was fed into Trayvon Martin affected the entire city of Sanford, Florida. The hate that was fed into Mir Rice affected Cleveland.
You've been a hip-hop artist yourself, right?
Well, I wanted to be a rapper when I was maybe 13 until 16 or 17. For me, it seemed as if rappers were the only people who were telling stories that I actually saw myself in. Books did not. Children's publishing failed me at that age range because I could not connect with Bella Swan in Twilight. You know, I tell people all the time, my mom would not have let me date a guy that old. So I couldn't connect with it. So I saw myself in music. I saw myself in hip hop. But there's only so much you can say in a song. So I have a 400 and something page book. I could not have gotten this into a song.
The book has just rocketed to the top of bestseller lists. It's long listed for the National Book Award. It's going to be a movie.
Yes.
It's been an amazing journey, and congratulations.
Thank you.
But I think probably what's even more rewarding for you is it's just struck such a nerve for so many young people. I know you just get mobbed by young readers when you go places. What do they ask you about?
I have a lot of kids who read it, and after they've read it, they're like, okay, so what do I do now? How do I change systemic racism? I've had girls who've come up to me and said, I'm ready to change the system. I'm ready to turn it over and fix it. This past weekend in Mississippi, actually, the state celebrated the opening of our Civil Rights Museum. And President Trump came to Mississippi to visit the museum. It led to a lot of controversy. And I had three young Black girls who came to my signing. They had on these T-shirts that said Black Girl Magic, Black Lives Matter. And they had their signs with different things for Mr. Trump to see. And they said, we came to your signing. We want you to sign our book, but could you kind of be quick with it because we have to go protest. They said they were inspired by Star to speak up and speak out and make themselves heard. And that did me all the good in the world because I see them being exactly what I wanted Star to be in the book. So they were going to go make themselves heard and make sure our president heard them.
Wow. That makes me want to cry.
I know.
That's so great.
But they give me hope.
Yeah.
Teenagers give me hope. We write them off so often, but I'm seeing a lot of things in this generation that's coming up that gives me a lot of hope for the future. So I tell them, when I'm in the old folks' home, I think I can relax because I think you guys are going to do a great job.
Angie Thomas. The Hate U Give is her debut novel. Thanks to the Book Lovers Resource Reading Group Choices for connecting us with her.